Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to compare the Zodiac Ranger with the Zodiac G3 and kind of give you the differences between both of these cleaners, and hopefully it'll help you make the choice of which of these balancing type cleaners is best for your pool needs. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So I'm a big fan of the Zodiac bouncing type cleaners. I've been using the Zodiac cleaners since they had the Zodiac G2 cleaner back in the day. That was my go-to cleaner. It was about $200, and I would put them in every single pool that I had. The parts were easy to replace, and the G2s lasted pretty much forever. Zodiac decided to discontinue the G2. I'm not exactly sure why. I think maybe because it was outselling everything else, and they needed to kill it off for that reason. You can still buy the G2 in Australia. It doesn't look like the G2 anymore. So the Ranger and the G3 are what you're left with, basically, if you want a bouncing type cleaner from Zodiac with the standard universal hoses, which I prefer over the locking hoses in most cases, simply because it's easy to manually vacuum a pool with the universal hoses, and it's also easy to replace the hoses. I've got like 200 of these hoses in my backyard, so I have no problem replacing a hose when they break. So besides that point, the Zodiac G3 is probably what people went to when the G2 was discontinued, and let's not mention the G4 because that cleaner was really bad, but the G3 is what most pool guys will sell their customers now, and it's a really good cleaner. It sells for about $250 online, I believe, or you can purchase for $250. One of the main differences between the Ranger and the G3 is the amount of hoses. The G3 comes with 39 feet of hose, where the Ranger is designed for a quote-unquote an above-ground pool, so it comes with 32 feet of hose. The hoses are the exact same quality. The color is different. The Ranger has white hoses. The G3 has the aqua hoses. I almost said G2. And so other than that, the hoses are manufactured in the same place. The disc on the bottom, the G3 has a fin disc, which tends to help. You know, depending on, sometimes you have a pool light sticking out that's not fully flush with the wall, and I've seen these flat discs that are on the Ranger get stuck in the pool light that's sticking out. Other than that, I guess the finned disc does work a little bit better as far as the corners and debris, but you don't really notice much of a difference between the flat disc on the Ranger and the finned disc on the G3. I don't think that's a major improvement or a major point over the Ranger. The Ranger cost is about $150 because it's marketed for an above ground pool. But if you look at the Australian version of the Zodiac G2, it looks suspiciously like the American Ranger, but with the locking hoses and of course with the darker blue color, make it look fancier. And that's made for an in-ground pool in Australia. So the Ranger can be used very effectively in an in-ground pool. I have no problem with the Ranger in a cement, plaster, PebbleTec pool, nor do I have a problem with it, of course, in a vinyl pool or fiberglass pool. So both are interchangeable in all pool types, so don't let the above-ground pool moniker on the Ranger deter you from purchasing it. It works perfectly fine in a plaster pool. It'll hold up really well. Both have parts that are available online, which is important, that are generic, so you can buy generic parts for the cleaners if you want to save some money. The only part that moves on both cleaners is the diaphragm. They both use the same diaphragm, and this will wear out maybe after a year and a half. And you can, of course, replace it with the Zodiac diaphragm, which is about $30. Or you can buy a pack of two or three diaphragms that are generic online for like $10 or $12. So it's up to you if you want the OEM replacement part or if you want a generic diaphragm. I think the OEM, of course, lasts longer, but you're paying three times for it. I don't think it lasts that much longer where it's worth the investment of the money. And the G3 is heavier than the Ranger, so it does have some advantages being heavier. So one of the main advantages of it being a little heavier is that it'll probably get a little better coverage in a larger pool than the Ranger will. And besides that, the Ranger only has 32 hoses, so you couldn't really use the Ranger in a very large pool anyway, unless maybe the side port is directly in the center of the pool. But the G3 is probably better designed for a larger pool than the Ranger. Other than that, I think they both clean equally well. They use the same technology. Most of the parts are very similar, or if they're not similar, they're the same parts on the cleaner. And, you know, I think price point may be a factor. If you don't have a very large pool, or if you have a medium-sized pool, I should say, the Ranger is probably what I would recommend for you. It's $150, and you're getting a solid cleaner for that price over the G3, which is also a great cleaner. It just has more hoses and is designed mainly for a larger pool. Both have the one-year warranty, and both have a deflector wheel to keep it from getting stuck in the corners or help it out of the corners if it does get stuck. Again, these cleaners, one of the drawbacks, I guess you could say, with the bouncing type cleaners is that they can get stuck in corners if you have an odd-shaped pool. Typically, I think the main area they get stuck in is if you have steps all the way across your shallow end. Sometimes that far corner, if the hose is not adjusted correctly, the cleaner can get stuck in that corner and not get out of it. Other than that, I really don't see it getting stuck in many areas in the pool. So they're really good at that. The great thing about these cleaners is that since they're bouncing type cleaners, the hoses will vibrate on the top. This will knock debris down to the bottom so that it can suck it up. So not only is it cleaning the bottom and the walls of the pool, but the bouncing motion knocks debris down to the bottom so it can pick it up. I definitely recommend a canister for both of these cleaners. I think you can go with any canister, but I like the Hayward W560. It's got a mesh debris bag, and it's very easy to open and clean. Of course, Zodiac makes their Cyclonic leaf canister. You can definitely get that one also, but it's not necessary to buy the Zodiac canister with the Zodiac cleaner. They're pretty much universal. Both of them come with the FlowKeeper valve for the skimmer, which is a self-adjusting valve, and that part by itself is like $50 or $60, so you're getting a really good buy with the Ranger at the price point because it comes with the full skimmer regulator valve that the G3 also comes with. So I think the bottom line is the size of your pool would be my determining factor which cleaner I would recommend. For a small to medium pool, you could definitely get away with using the Zodiac Ranger. If you have a medium to large pool, you're going to need the extra hose length and you're going to need the heavier cleaner. I think the G3 would be the choice in that case. But again, they're both great cleaners by a reputable company, and they're not these cheap knockoff cleaners that you would buy on Amazon that we call throwaway cleaners because they don't make parts for them. They make parts for the Ranger and the G3, so you can replace parts when they wear out. And definitely worth the extra money to buy one of these two cleaners versus those $99 or $110 throwaway bouncing type cleaners that you find online. So, you know, definitely consider if you're looking at a bouncing cleaner, which is a great option for pools. You know, I think that the gear type cleaners have gotten a great reputation for a good reason, but the price point for those is a lot higher. When I say geared cleaners, I mean the Navigator, the pool cleaner, the Rebel, and the Zodiac MX cleaners. Those are all cleaners that have pre-programmed cycles or gears in them that turn them so they won't get stuck anywhere in the pool. But for a vinyl and fiberglass pool, the bouncing type cleaners work exceptionally well, much better than the gear type cleaners. So I definitely would recommend one of these two for that pool type. And, you know, I think the bouncing cleaners still work really well in most pools. And they both also do a great job with debris because of the diaphragm in there. The way it operates, it moves really rapidly. and debris will pass through quickly. Maybe a rock or a large acorn will stop it, but that will stop most any other cleaner also. So it's not, I think it does a great job with debris. Don't underestimate how much debris it can actually pick up. They do a great job with debris, and that's why I recommend the canister. That way your pump doesn't get clogged up. But I think, again, either one of these two cleaners by Zodiac would be a great choice. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you're in the market for an automatic cleaner, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of automatic cleaner reviews there for you. You can browse through and compare and contrast different cleaners there. Again, you can also purchase cleaners with links from my website. I don't sell any products directly, but I do provide links for you. And if you do pool service as a living and you want some more one-on-one help, definitely consider joining the coaching program. This program will allow you to call me and text me in real time. The membership is really inexpensive. It's $10 a month to text me and $20 a month to call me. And you also get a lot of great benefits and discounts from joining the group. So check that out at poolguycoaching.com. And definitely email me if you want some more information about what cleaner is best for your pool. You can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And you can also send me a photo of your pool, and I can definitely match up a cleaner for you. I get at least two or three people emailing me every week with their pool, and then I'm able to match up a cleaner that will fit their pool needs, depending on how the pool actually looks, the shape, the size, the depth, things like that. So feel free to email me if you need to. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.